to once again be selected to the Pro Bowl?
It means a lot. I mean, it never gets old. Every time feels like the first time. I'm super excited, you know, especially, you know, fighting through what I had to fight through the whole season to still be able to get that nod. You know, it meant a lot to me.
When you look at your Pro Bowl efforts and then your line mate, Brandon, what does it say about this O-line given what you've been through this year?
They're a resilient bunch. I mean, we have a ton of talent up front. You know, I think you speak about Morgan. He's one of the top right tackles in the league. You know, obviously they don't get as much Pro Bowl publicity as probably they should. But, I mean, when you're comparing apples and apples and him against any other right tackle in the league, I think he stands up. His film is just as good. So I think it just speaks to the talent that we have up front and the hard work guys put in.
Does this one mean a little bit more just because for almost three quarters of the season now you've been playing on one knee?
Yeah. Well, this one will definitely have an asterisk by just, you know, being that I haven't really took a practice rep since, week three. You know, so it was extremely tough for me to continue to do everything mentally and try to go out there and put it on film. And, you know, for a lot of times, Sunday would be my first time going full speed for the week. And, you know, it was extremely hard, extremely tough. But, you know, I'm glad I'm a mature player. I'm in my eighth season, and I was able to kind of muster up, you know, enough to get it done.
Do you think you could have done that rookie year, second year, something like that?
I don't think so. Just because of my knowledge, wealth of knowledge wasn't there. You know, and I'm not saying that I wasn't as talented, but, you know, the mental things that you have to know to go out there and perform without actually going through it physically during the week and reps, you know, it's extremely hard.
Trent, can you even imagine how good you could have been if you'd been healthy all season long? Like, you were selected to the Pro Bowl injured most of the year. Yeah. What would have it been like if you were a healthy Trent Williams?
Hopefully I would have been better than last year. I mean, that was my whole goal every year, is to come in better. You know, I felt like I was in the best shape of my life. I felt like, you know, I had worked so much during the offseason. I had picked my workload up. I had made so many, you know, decisions and choices to try to become a better player on the field. And, you know, 3 weeks in, you sustain an injury that affects you the whole year. And that's the way football goes. And that's, you know, this year is probably more about overcoming adversity for me than it was just improving as a player physically.
What about your other teammates who are also selected? How happy are you for them?
I'm extremely happy, you know, especially for Brandon. I mean, obviously Ryan, I feel like he's been there just as many times I've been there. I mean, at least that's what it feels like. But, you know, for Brandon to get his second year in a row, and I mean, he's been banged up. You know, we can't forget that. And just continue to watch him grow and continue to watch his maturation as a football player and as a leader. You know, I'm excited. I mean, and I'm just as happy for him as I am for myself.
Is there someone on the team you would have liked to also see get selected that didn't?
You know, I think we had some guys who played pretty well this year. I think Kendall Fuller probably, you know, exceeded all expectations and had an awesome year this year. I think, you know, I think he was very deservingly. I think he deserved a look. You know, obviously Kurt continuing to be able to keep us in games with, you know, a roster that's been broken down to a fraction. You know, and new guys every week. I think he his job is just equally as tough. Obviously, Zach Brown. I mean, those guys are alternate, so for the most part, they probably still get there. But, you know, I think what he did these last 2 years and leading the league in tackles, I think he should have probably, you know, got the nod in the beginning.
The fact Kurt hasn't missed a start and as durable as he is, does he get you guys any Christmas presents or anything for that?
I don't know. Santa ain't came yet, so I'm gonna keep my fingers crossed. Hopefully I'll come and it's a new car in my locker or something.
What's it going to be like to play Christmas Eve at home? That'll be kind of nice, yes?
Yeah. You won't have to board a plane and, you know, go somewhere and spend the holiday basically traveling and know, get in late. So, yeah, it'll be fun.
Do you think when the team's record kind of hurts the chances of guys like Moses and Fuller, first-time guys getting into the game?
Yeah, I think the overall success of the team does have a certain effect, because, you know, when a team is doing good, it brings, you know, more eyes to players who probably wasn't, you know, so much of a household name. So yeah, I think there's some merit to what you just said.
I know the next month is probably a little murky in terms of like surgery and all that, but would you like to be at least in Orlando that week and kind of being there, encouraging some of the guys that are there?
I mean, yeah, I would like to be there, but obviously I got a tough road ahead of me, and you know, vacation is not anywhere close to the top of my priority list right now.
How have you and Jay worked out whether you're going to go or not, you know, when you get to Friday and Saturday and Sunday, these last couple of weeks?
Well, you know, most times, whatever he asks me to do, I do. And, you know, that's just a byproduct of him being my boss. So,
And you being a hardworking guy.
And me being a hardworking guy. I'm at the bottom of the totem pole, so what he asks me to do, I do.
How is it? Because you can go through anything. So when you don't go, how bad is it when you're testing out pregame? Like, how different was it the other day that you couldn't go?
You know, I don't know how different it was. It's just that, you know, at the end of the day, our goal was to be in the playoffs. That's kind of, you know, not going to happen. So now it's, you know, time to start kind of looking forward to getting healthy.
So do you think, what does that mean for the rest of the next two games then? Because you're not going to be in the clear now, so can you still go? Will you go?
I don't know. As of right now, I probably, you know, I can be there for emergency. I'm not sure. It's up to Jay. But, you know, I definitely got to have surgery, so you know, it's going to be a lengthy recovery. So that's kind of what I'm starting to direct my focus on right now.